Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Natrees Podcast. Today I will summarize and review the book. In Talking to Strangers, What We Should Know About the People We Don't Know, Malcolm Gladwell, a best-selling author known for exploring the intricacies of human behavior and decision-making, embarks on a journey to understand why we often fail to connect or communicate effectively with strangers. Through a series of compelling narratives and insightful analysis, Gladwell delves into historical and contemporary instances where misunderstandings between strangers have led to devastating consequences. The book challenges readers to reconsider their approaches to interacting with people they don't know. Backed by a mix of psychological research, true crime stories, and historical events, Gladwell's exploration extends to the fallacies and biases that cloud our judgment, making Talking to Strangers an enlightening read on human nature's complexities. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the truth default theory. The truth default theory, TDT, is a central concept in Talking to Strangers. It posits that when interacting with others, particularly strangers, humans are inclined to believe in the truthfulness of the information presented to them unless there is sufficient reason to doubt. Gladwell expertly illustrates this with the case of Cuban spies who infiltrated American intelligence, undetected for years because of the inherent trust officials placed in their colleagues. This theory explains not just espionage successes, but also everyday misunderstandings, highlighting our vulnerability to deception and the challenges in discerning lies from truth. The TDT suggests that our judgments in the social world are guided more by trust and confidence than by skepticism, making social cohesion possible but also making us susceptible to manipulation and deceit. Secondly, the transparency problem. Gladwell introduces the concept of the transparency problem to explain how humans expect emotions and intentions to be displayed in a universally understandable way, which is not always the case. You see, through the tragic interaction between Sandra Bland, a black woman, and a Texas state trooper, he explores how misreading of emotional expressions and intentions can lead to catastrophic outcomes. This problem underlines the fact that people's external expressions often fail to match their internal states accurately, leading to misunderstandings. In situations where stakes are high, such as law enforcement or cross-cultural interactions, the transparency problem can have severe implications, revealing the limitations of our ability to read strangers accurately based on visible cues alone. Thirdly, the coupling effect. Gladwell's discussion of the coupling effect explores the idea that behaviors are tightly coupled with specific contexts and conditions. By examining the high rate of suicides on the UK's Golden Gate Bridge, he demonstrates how environmental factors, such as easy access to lethal means, can significantly influence individual behavior. This concept suggests that understanding and intervening in people's behaviors requires an appreciation of the context they are in. It challenges the notion of the dispositionist perspective, which attributes action solely to personal dispositions, and emphasizes how changing environments or contexts can dramatically alter behavior. The coupling effect raises critical questions about responsibility, prevention strategies, and how we perceive the actions of strangers. Fourthly, misjudging confidence for competence. In Talking to Strangers, Gladwell also addresses the problematic tendency to equate confidence with competence, using the example of Neville Chamberlain's misplaced trust in Adolf Hitler's assurances before World War II. Gladwell showcases how confidence can be a deceptive indicator of truthfulness and reliability. This bias towards perceiving confident individuals as more competent often leads to misplaced trust and poor judgment. This misconception underscores a broader theme in human psychology where outward displays are mistaken for inward realities, affecting not just personal interactions, but also significant political and historical events. Understanding this bias is crucial for developing more accurate assessments of strangers. Lastly, the limits of empathy. Gladwell touches upon the limits of empathy in understanding strangers. He argues that empathy, while a valuable emotional response, has its limitations in bridging the gap between strangers. This is because empathy relies heavily on our ability to accurately perceive and interpret the feelings of others, which, as discussed in the book, is fraught with misunderstandings and errors. He illustrates this point with several examples where an over-reliance on empathetic feelings led to misinterpretation of intentions and behaviors. Gladwell suggests that recognizing the limits of empathy is crucial in our interactions with strangers, as it allows us to acknowledge the complexity of human emotions and the possibility of misinterpretation, advocating for a more cautious approach in assuming understanding of others' experiences. In conclusion, Malcolm Gladwell's Talking to Strangers is a must-read for anyone interested in the complexities of human interaction, especially in our increasingly globalized world where interactions with strangers are commonplace. The book is particularly beneficial for professionals in fields such as law enforcement, education, and mental health, where understanding the nuanced dynamics of human behavior is essential. However, its insights are equally valuable for anyone looking to navigate social situations more effectively or understand the underpinnings of high-stakes misunderstandings. By unpacking concepts like the truth default theory, the transparency problem, and the coupling effect, Gladwell equips readers with a framework for approaching their interactions with strangers with greater awareness and critical thinking. It underscores the importance of questioning our assumptions and biases, providing valuable lessons on the significance of context, the perils of miscommunication, and the complexity of human behavior. Ultimately, Talking to Strangers encourages us to think differently about the people we don't know, offering paths to more empathetic and understanding engagements with the world around us. If you would like to support Malcolm Gladwell, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast's description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.